WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.
And this is making out to be one of those games you want to have your popcorn ready for the finish.
Windham's going to try a three. He's good. Aaron Henry on the alley-oop inbound pass. What a play.
Butler for the win with the three.
That's good.
It's good. It's good.
With a tradition of excellence, this is Ben Davis Basketball on Giant 90.9, underwritten by Ben Davis High School Athletics, the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Local 4, Chuck Bear of EXP Realty, and Indy West Wrestling.
Oh, and he hits it with the foul! So Sheridan Sharp will go to the foul line.
Inside to DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones turns around, puts up the shot, he gets the ball!
Brewer for three! He's
Oh,
and the Giants are going to state. Buzzer beater from Josh Brewer. Misses, and the Giants have won state. The Giants are the 2017 4A state champions,
and the 2023 Ben Davis Giants are undefeated and the 4A state champions.
Kicks in the corner, Anthony Fred. Back to line.
Oh, by Zachary. The Giants are going back to state for the second year in a row.
And now we take you courtside with the Giant 90.9 Sports Group and the ISC Sports Network pregame show.
Welcome to Lawrence Central High School as we have the 10-9 Lawrence Central Bears who just knocked off the number 2 Greenfield Central Warriors last night, 70-70. And for the Giants, they're looking to improve to 16-5 on the season and walk away as champions of the MIC Conference for the third straight year. I'm Tyler Stout, joined tonight by WBDG alum Jackson White. How are you doing?
Doing good. Ready to watch some basketball tonight.
I cannot agree more. Last night, the Lawrence Central Bears pulled off something that you would not have expected from them this season. They knocked off number 2 Greenfield Central with the 15th best player in the nation and Braylon Mullins, that only held him to 15. So the Giants are also at a game last night, so both teams are coming off a back-to-back. It's going to be a good night for the bench.
Oh, yeah, to say the least. Big win yesterday for Lawrence Central, knocking off, like you said, the number 2 team. So this team is extremely hot coming into this game. They're on a 2-game winning streak. They also picked up a big win versus Liberty Christian, 101-68 on February 8th. So they're coming off 2 straight wins, and Ben Davis, like you said, coming off a big win last night versus Lawrence North and a chance to make history and win their third consecutive MIC championship with a victory tonight.
And looking at center court right now, it's the King of the County trophy, which is back in Ben Davis' possession. If you remember, Ben Davis lost it to North Central in the Marin County Championship, and then they had a chance to win it back but lost North Central. But Lawrence North beat North Central, so they got it. And then Ben Davis knocked off number 7 Lawrence North last night. It's back in Ben Davis' hands, and it is here at Lawrence Central High School.
And that's one thing about the King of the County. You don't have to beat necessarily a champion to get it back. Like you just explained, Ben Davis did lose North Central twice and lost their opportunity to get it back from them. But a different team beat them, and then they beat Lawrence North last night to get it back. And then, well, it's up for play today, as Lawrence Central now has a chance to take it back if they win this game tonight.
It was the Greenfield Central Cougars. I was thinking of Danville Warriors there for a sec. Not the Warriors, the Cougars.
The Cougars, there we go. Shout out my Danville Warriors, though. Got to give them a little shout out.
Well, there's a lot of riding on this game tonight. Ben Davis can clinch the MIC Conference Championship with a win tonight. But if they lose to the Lawrence Central Bears, this MIC conference can be shared in so many ways.
Yeah, I think there's a 3-way tie. If Ben Davis loses tonight, I think LM would have to win another game, and Lawrence Central would then be tied with Ben Davis. I don't have the graphic looking at it. I'm not looking at the graphic exactly right now, but I definitely think there's a lot that can happen with this game here tonight. And then Lawrence Central, the girls' team's really good. The boys team seems to be figuring it out. 10-9, but a big victory last night. I really do think this game is going to be close and down to the wire.
I do want to highlight some stats from the game last night against Lawrence North. Jayshon Ladd, who has had a breakout year this year, dropped 21 points, made 5 three-pointers. He had 9 assists and 4 steals. And then Tavion Williams, 19 points, 5 boards, and 7 blocks. 7. That's not something you see every day. And then Sherman Moss, who has been a weapon coming off the bench. Had 11 points, 2 steals last night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those two players, obviously your top guys. But one big thing about Tavion Williams, 9 for 11 shooting. That is extremely good, high quality shots. And he knocked them down. Really good shooting clip there. 7 blocks as well. But Ladd, 5 threes, I think you said. That is insane. If he can shoot it like that tonight, I think Ben Davis has an extreme chance to stay crowned as the McChampions.
And if you're Ben Davis, you have a very, very depth-looking bench. How do you look to use that tonight?
I mean, you got to get players in there and get them going, obviously. I mean, your bench is probably going to come in about 4 minutes into the game. You'll probably make 1 or 2 subs for your guys that aren't Ladd or Williams. And then those bench guys can come in big and play big minutes. And then if they're hot, you keep on feeding the hot hand, and like a lot of teams do. So the bench is a big role. Ben Davis has a deep one, and I think that's going to be good, to say the least, for them.
And we saw that bench be used a lot in the Marin County tournament. The starters weren't really getting the job done, but when that bench came in, man, Ben Davis really built a lead from when that bench entered the court, and even earned Sherman Moss a starting spot in the championship game, but he's back on the bench, and Jameer Avery took his spot back in the starting lineup.
I mean, yeah, that's one thing a bench thing does. Obviously, Moss last night had 11 points, so he's still doing good off that Ben Davis bench. But sometimes you want some of your best scorers coming off that bench, because a lot of people are on the Ben Davis bench could be starters a lot of other places. So you're getting a lot of quality players coming in, like a Sherman Moss, like you said. And come in, you just feed the hot hand.
And what would you say your keys are tonight for the Giants to walk out with a win?
Well, I think good shots. Quality shots is something they're going to have to do. It seems like last night they were able to do that against Lawrence North. Even though it was a really close game, Lawrence North kept with them. They were getting quality shots, shooting a good clip. I think they shot, 55% in that game last night. So if they could shoot over to 50%, knock down their open shots, really, I mean, I think they're going to have all the world ahead of them. Lawrence Central, even though they did pick up a big win, they're still a lackluster team at times. They struggle. They're not as deep as Ben Davis, but they do have a few star guys who can get the ball rolling. And if they do that, well, Ben Davis might have to change their game plan a little bit. But I think they're just going to be not – I don't know. I don't see them forcing any guys. I think they're just going to play Ben Davis basketball and do it the Ben Davis way and go to 16-5.
We're getting closer and closer to the state tournament as Lawrence Central only has one more game remaining on their schedule after tonight. That's against Southport. But Ben Davis has about 5. I'm just going off from what I saw, from going off my memory. But Ben Davis has a lot of ball left. And Coach Carlisle said on conversation with Carlisle, they have a lot of time to fix some of these silly mistakes. And one of those is turnovers. Turnovers is a huge part that kills this Giants team. And we've seen a lot. Sometimes they like to drive in the corner, go to the basket, and then they lay it off to the big man. But the big man's not usually ready for it, so they turn it over, and the other team goes their way and gets some points off that.
Yeah, that just kind of matters. The big man, obviously, you got to catch that ball and be able to put it up. But it's also on the point guard's point. You got to put the ball where the big man can get it. And if you're coming, usually fast break turnovers is what they struggle with. So if you're turning the ball over so much on a fast break, sometimes you got to slow it down. Run your sets, get players open, and shoot good shots. Like you were saying, a few games left. Their last few games, they play against Cathedral, Attucks, and then Tech. So 3 Indianapolis teams in a row, 3 solid teams as well. I mean, they're going to get the competition right into sections.
We also got word back, or we got word that Mark Zachary will be making his season debut here soon. Can't give you an exact date, but it will be coming soon.
Yeah, I mean, if Mark Zachary comes in, he's been a player that's been phenomenal since he was a freshman here at Ben Davis. One of the best players we've seen. If they get him back, I mean, that gives them all the more chance to possibly go on another run come state time.
And we will turn it over to the PA announcer here at Lawrence Central High School as we get ready for this national anthem.
For all the players, coaches, and officials involved in tonight's contest, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise.
closer and closer to the ball getting tipped. And this Marion County Championship between the Lawrence Central Bears and your Ben Davis Giants. I'll go over the starters for your Giants. Coming in at the guard, a senior number one, Justin Parks. A junior, number 20, TJ Miner. A junior, number 24, Jay Sean Ladd. A senior, Tavion Williams, wearing number 30. And a senior, number 35, Jameer Avery. Something I want to talk about here is the averages that these Giants have. Jay Sean Ladd is averaging 13.8 points per game, and Tavion Williams averaging 11.8. Two starters averaging double digits a game.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are going to be the guys you want to go look the ball for. Obviously, Ladd had 21 points last night. Williams had 19. So two guys who were big in the win last night. You're going to look to get them the ball early because you want to get your star scoring. Lawrence Central is going to try to guard those guys. But I think if you're Ben Davis, your first few sets are going to be to get Ladd going, maybe try to get him a runoff three. And then Williams, just try to look for him down low, possibly in the mid-range game as well.
And Lawrence Central has turned off the lights, introducing their starters. We'll turn over to the PA announcer for that. Lawrence Central starters as the lights are coming back on here. Tavion Williams will be the man in the middle to take off to take the tip. And it will be Nazai Davis for the Bears in the middle. So Williams versus Davis for the tip. As the ref puts the whistle around his neck. And
fans getting a little excited here. The music's playing. It's game time.
Refs enters the middle. Ball in the air. Tip won by the Jameer Avery dives on it. And it will be the Bears who gets it. And the Bears will set up their offense. That'll be Wright setting it up here in the early moments of this game. Now it's Summers with it on the right wing. Summers going to jab step. Trying to find someone, finds a cutting Harris. Harris for three.
Cool.
In and out, rebounded by the Bears. That'll be Gooden, kicks it out to Davis, and it's back to Gooden.
I mean, yeah, good solid defense there by Ben Davis. You have to get that defensive rebound, though.
As we will see, Gooden give it to Davis. Davis thinking about something, going to take on Williams, and there's going to be a foul.
Yeah, I mean, there's just really good defense there by Williams. Davis pump fake twice, went left. Davis just stood his ground, but they did call a block on the 31.
Dylan Wright will inbound the ball for the Bears. Finds Harris. Harris on the left wing gives it to Davis for three. Davis won't go. Rebounded by the Bears again. Wright trying to find someone, being guarded by Avery. And he bounce passes it to Davis. Davis to Harris. And Harris is on the logo, being guarded by Ladd. Harris between the legs, trying to find someone. Lays it off to Gooden. Gooden gives it to Wright. Wright's going to drive, kicks it. And now we will restart this Bears offense with Summers. Summers on the logo. 6:45 remaining in this opening quarter. Davis in the left corner. He's stepped out of bounds. Giants will have ball.
That's what the Giants needed right there. They just need to get the ball back. But, I mean, just not a good defensive effort there when it comes to rebounding. I mean, three offensive rebounds in the first possession for LC is not what you want to see for Ben Davis.
So now Jameer Avery will kickstart this Giants offense as he receives a screen from Parks. Parks from the logo. Swings at the Miner on the left wing. Miner down low to Williams. Out of the reach of Williams. Not a not a good pass from Miner there.
Yeah, I don't know what he was trying to do there. Williams was not in a position to get the ball. He was more just trying to get open in a spot to run a play, and just an errant pass out of bounds.
Tried to lead Williams, but he led him a little too far, as it was only the fingertips that touched it of Williams. But now we'll see Wright with the ball for the Bears. Gives it to Harris. Harris to Summers. Back to Harris. Harris in the right corner now being guarded by Parks. Bounce pass to Summers, and Summers is on the logo being guarded by Miner. Miner, who is a defensive menace on the ball. And now that will be Davis driving, blocked by Williams, and rebounded by Williams. Williams picking up where he left off from last night.
Yep, so it'll go back to Ben Davis with the jump there. But, yeah, really good defense there by Williams. Challenged the ball, blocked the ball with the one, and then he went up and was able to get the defensive rebound after the block, which is big because you have to get that defensive rebound. Obviously fell down, caught a jump ball. But still jumping up there to get that ball is important.
Zeros are still shown on the scoreboard for both teams. That is a poor pass from Jameer Avery, as it will be Bears ball in front of their own bench. But it's zeros all, 5:42 remaining in this opening quarter.
Yeah, they're just a cap on the basket or something. But right there, I mean, just the ball kind of looked like it went off his foot. Right out of bounds. Ben Davis once again turns it over.
And they're going to call a foul there on Jayshon Ladd.
Yep, another block call there. So that's two blocking fouls on Ben Davis's two best players in the first minute and a half.
So Harris will inbound the ball and gives it to Wright. Right in his own side of the court. It's over half. Gives it to Harris on the right wing. Harris trying to get something going, but Ladd shuts him down. Almost risky play there from Ladd, but it's Summers. Gives it to Davis, but Davis will travel.
Yeah, I mean, Gooden stepped out there. No call by the ref, but travel there. Ben Davis gets it right back. Really messy play so far by both these teams so far.
Ladd with it with 5:13 remaining in this first quarter. And the ref blew his whistle for,
I don't know. They're pointing at the Ben Davis bench right now, kind of having a little conversation with Coach Carlisle. Pointed at the end of the bench where the freshman and JV coaches are sitting. Yep, they're going to give a bench warning to Ben Davis, so not really sure why, but it seems someone on the Ben Davis bench said something that the ref did not like. So Ben Davis gets a bench warning.
It's a very early warning, saying we're not even to 5 minutes yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even 2 minutes in the game, and we're already getting a bench warning. That's just interesting.
So now it's Shamir Avery on the logo for the Giants. Bounce pass to Ladd. Ladd on the left wing. Down low to Williams. Williams with a mismatch against Harris. Gets day. I mean, pretty floater.
With Williams, if he's going to get anyone on him who's any 6'4 or shorter, giving the ball down there, he's 6'7. You got to feed him. Lawrence Central doesn't have a player taller than 6'5 in the court right now. You need to get the ball down low to Williams.
And we will see Wright with it on the left wing. Gets it to Summers. Summers on the logo, trying to find someone, but Avery is in his face. Gets it to Harris. Doron Harris, the 6'1 guard. And now it is Wright on the logo, being guarded by Miner.
Yeah, one thing Lawrence Central is really trying to do is they're trying to score off the dribble handoff. And it's just not really working so far.
Gooden will go to work to the basket. Good board by Avery, and Avery just got wrapped up.
Yeah, Avery jumped up to get the ball, and Avery coming up in the big boys over there. Avery, I believe, I don't know how tall he is, but he's not that tall. And, 6'2". So he went up and jumped up with the big guys, got the rebound, fell down. They call it.
So Parks with it, going to work on Gooden. Lays it off to Avery. Avery sees an open lane. He's going to get swatted. And here come the Bears your way. That'll be Wright pushing the pace. Wright thought about taking a shot, but gives it to Gooden. Gooden has a wide open lane.
Oh.
And they're going to call goaltending on Williams. Man.
Just a good play there by Avery. I mean, Gooden getting the ball, driving in. But Williams just jumped up way. I mean, his head went above the basket. And sadly, was a goaltend there.
Good hustle play. Just doesn't show. Instead, it shows on the scoreboard as we are tied here at two each with 3:38 remaining. Ladd with it on the left side of the court, trying to get something, receiving a screen from Williams, but Ladd, they're going to call a foul. Be a foul on Nazai Davis. That will be Dylan Wright.
That's going to be his first. Ben Davis will get it out of bounds by the Lawrence Central bench.
Ladd will inbound it in front of Coach Washington, as now it's Avery going to cut. Fade away.
Oh, yep. It's pure.
Oh, my gosh. Now it's the Bears with the ball.
Yeah, just a pretty play there by Avery. Attacks the left hand, does a little floater out of bounds, and knocks it down. Ben Davis takes the lead.
Now it's right, crossing over half court. Gives it to Harris. Harris to Summers. Down low to Davis. Davis going to go to work on Williams. Reverse lay is good. Tied up at four with 3 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. All the way down court to Ladd. Ladd for three.
Oh.
Meets back iron. Rebounded by Miner. Now it's Parks giving to Avery. Avery going to go to work on right. Kicks it to Ladd. Ladd in the corner. It's good.
That's what you want to do. Get your guy an open shot. Ladd missed the first one. Didn't lose confidence. Drains the second triple.
And now it's Summers in the corner being guarded by Miner. Almost lost his dribble, but able to recoup it. Summers almost lost it again. He's trying to do these dribble moves, but just loses the balance on every dribble.
Well, that just gives you a whole credit to the defense at the 20 for Ben Davis.
That's a tough basket there by Albert Gooden III, the junior, as it is 7-6 Giants with 2:15 remaining in this first quarter. Parks to Avery.
Both these teams playing a physical type of defense.
Avery bounce pass to Miner. Miner can say it to a wide open Ladd for three. And it's up and it comes down for three. 10-6 Giants lead.
And just like that, two back-to-back triples by Ladd. That's one guy you don't want to leave open. And he was as open as can be.
10-6 Giants lead with 1:49 remaining in this opening quarter, as it is Harris for the Bears. With it, receives a screen from Davis. Harris is going to drive with speed. Can't get the layup to go. Williams almost put in his own basket, but it doesn't, as now it's Ladd on the other side of the court. Switches it, and now it's Avery in the corner for three. And it lands. 13-6, three straight three-pointers made by the Giants, and that will make the Bears take a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll take a 30-second break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This Ben Davis Sports broadcast on WBEG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics, as one of the top athletic programs in the country. There's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to Lawrence Central High School as you're listening to the MIC Championship here on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. The Bears call a timeout because the Giants have made three straight three-pointers, two of them being from Jayshon Ladd and one of them being from Jameer Avery, the recent IU Kokomo commit, as the Giants have a 13-6 lead with 1:30 remaining in this opening quarter. Wright with the ball being guarded by Avery. Right, crossing over half court, bounce pass to a running Harris. Harris behind the back pass, almost stolen, but it gets to Gooden. Gooden gives it to Davis. Davis for three, meets back on, rebounded by Harris. Not Harris, that's Miner. That's a high-jumping Miner. As Miner comes away with speed, Miner going to the basket.
Yep, they're going to say it's on the floor, but really good aggressive there by Miner, getting the rebound, taking it all the way down the court, and attacking at the rim. Didn't get the shooting foul, but you really like to see that aggression.
So we'll see Jameer Avery inbounded on the baseline. Floats up to Parks. Parks is the Ladd, down low to Williams. Stolen away by the Bears.
Yeah, Bears doubled Williams on the block. Just a bad pass.
Harris, 4-3. Meets front rim. Rebounded by Wright, and Wright's able to get it to roll in.
Yeah, the 6-4 forward for the Bears just puts it in off the putback.
And that cuts the Giants lead to 5 with 45 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Parks spins, yep. And he travels.
Parks just dribbled back into it, tried to go to his back, and just took one too many steps before the pass. An errant turnover once again for Ben Davis.
As we will see the first substitutions be made tonight for the Lawrence Central Bears, Anthony Soule and Bradley Mason check in.
So let's see if these guys give the Bears any type of spark with 39 seconds here in this first quarter.
Wright with 35, down by 5. Has it on the logo. Being guarded by Avery. Receives a screen from Davis.
Wow, yep.
He went over and
right.
Back.
He was really close to that line, kind of doing just doing some dribble moves there by the line. I guess the back of his shoe hit the line over and back. Not something you see too often.
So the Giants have a chance here with 26 seconds remaining in this first quarter to get something. It's going to the second quarter. Avery gives it to Williams in the right wing. Williams gives it to Miner. Miner at the top of the key gives it to Avery on the left wing. Avery gives it to Ladd. Ladd with 10. Miner now. Miner being guarded by Wright. 5 now. Has to get a shot up. Parks with it on the logo. Parks with a 3. Tough 3. Meets front rim. And that will end the first quarter. 13-8 Giants lead. And we'll take a 1-minute break here in the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome. Indy West Wrestling is open to all kids in Wayne Township in grades K through 8. Indy West holds practices Monday and Wednesdays from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. You can register or find out more details online at IndyWestWrestling.org. Their goal is to improve your wrestler as a person, student, and athlete. To find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120, or you can email him at CoachNab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
Welcome back to Lawrence Central High School as the Giants have a 13-8 lead coming into the second quarter of this MIC championship. What would you say how that first quarter went for the Giants?
Well, Ben Davis was able to shoot some threes. They had 9 points coming off three-pointers, two by Ladd, one by Avery. And really just being able to take that cap off the basket after like the first 3 minutes, because the first 3 minutes, I mean, nobody was scoring. Lots of errant turnovers. They cleaned it up, got some open shots, and they have a five-point lead.
As the Bears will have it opening this second quarter, that will be right with the ball. Is it down low to Davis? Davis backing down Parks. Davis kicks it to Harris in the corner. Corner three won't go. Rebounded by Davis. Davis backing down Williams. Can't get the reverse way to go. Giants were wanting a travel, but now it's Parks with it the other way. Parks down with Williams. Williams gets denied by Mason. Harris is a shifty player. Kicks it out to Wright. Wright to Soul. Bounce pass to Mason, rejected by Williams. Now it's Moss. Moss coming the other way, hits the brakes. And he will set up this Giants offense with a five-point lead.
Oh,
call it a legal screen on Tavion Williams.
Sometimes it's just you got to be careful on those screens. And just like that, goes back to Lawrence Central.
So Caleb Milan will make his first appearance of the night in this second quarter. Dylan Wright, the junior guard, with the ball. Being guarded by Moss. Gives it to Harris. Harris lays it off to Mason. Mason to Davis on the top of the key. Davis, and they're going to call a foul.
Yeah, I think they're going to get the 54 of Milan. He went in there and slapped his wrist trying to get the steal for Ben Davis.
So Harris will be inbounding the ball. Right with it, gives it to Davis at the top of the key. Davis going to work on Milan. Can't get to go. He hit the ground hard, but now it's Jayshon Ladd. Jayshon Ladd adjusts his way to the rim. Can't go. Rebounded by Miner. Miner gets the put back to go. 15-8, Giants lead with 6:38 remaining in the second quarter. Right takes it to Soul for three. Soul can't go. Rebounded by Harris. Harris gets it to go.
Yeah, there were just three Bears down there to get the offensive rebound to one Ben Davis Giant. And they got it back and were able to put it in.
So that cuts the Giants' lead back to five, as it is Moss with the ball. Moss gives it to Ladd. Ladd on the left wing. Receiving a screen from Parks. Ladd's going to cut to the basket. Runner won't go. Rebounded by Harris, and Harris comes over with it. Harris with speed attacking Milan. Can't get to go. Rebounded by Mason. And just like that, the Giants' lead is cut down to three, and Carlisle is mad and is calling a timeout.
It's one simple thing. It's rebounding. You have to get those rebounds. That's 6 points that the Bears have scored off putbacks so far with like 8 minutes in this game. You got to get the defensive rebound.
Giants lead 15-12 with 5:56 remaining in the second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Thanks to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Bear with eXp Realty offers services such as an analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Bear of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339, online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support.
Minor, they're going to say Minor traveled, but welcome back to Lawrence Central High School. I'm Tyler Stout, joined alongside Jackson White here with 5:48 remaining in this first half, 15-12 Giants lead.
Yeah, and right there, right when we came back, there was just another errant turnover by Ben Davis, a travel, and I believe that is their fourth turnover in this game, and they just keep on racking up.
So Wright being guarded by Moss. Moss just got a – speaking to from Coach Carlisle, didn't read his assignment right, and that's why Carlisle called a timeout, but Harris will drive, adjust his way to the basket, rebounded by Milan, and that is Parks. Bounce pass to Moss, back to Parks. Parks thought about taking a three, but passed it up. So now it's Miner on the right wing to Ladd in the right corner. Ladd's going to drive, kicks it to Parks. Parks, 4-3. Trifecta is good.
Yeah, there you go. The triple there by Ben Davis. One thing is Milan down low on the block. He was running the ball. He is 5 inches taller than anyone else on the court right now. So Ben Davis on a next offensive possession, you got to give him the ball down there.
So right coming the other way, gets an and one. And that cuts the Giants lead to 4 with 5:03 remaining in this first half. So Wright will be going to the line to shoot one. And it's good. 18-15, Giants lead.
That three on the previous possession was big, but they need a basket here. That'll go a long way.
Parks gives it to Miner, back to Parks. Parks in the logo. Now it's Moss.
Moss had 11 points in their victory last night versus LN off the BD bench.
Ladd's going to set up the offense. Finds a Miner. Miner from mid-range. Oh. Overshoots that. And now it's Harris your way. Harris attacking Ladd. Harris going. Rejected by Milan. They're going to call that goaltending.
Wow, that's something. That was a block off the glass. Like a blocked by James type block, but they're going to say goaltending. That's the second time Ben Davis has blocked a ball off the glass that they've called goaltending. So keep an eye on that here on out.
You hear the smack on the glass from here. Well, it will be goaltending. So 18-17 Giants lead with 4:20 remaining. Ladd in the left corner. Ladd 4-3. And bounces and won't come down. So now it's Harris their way. Oh, it's almost a nifty pass by Harris. Last touch by Milan. So it'll be Bears ball under BD's basket.
Yeah, still a good idea right there by Milan. Just couldn't get both his hands on it to grab that ball. But a good design defensive play there.
Right. Met Milan, so he decided to back off. And now it's Harris on the close side of the court to us. And he's going to go to the scorer's table on the opposite side of the court from us. Harris attacking Parks, lost it, bounced off his knee, out of bounds. Giants will take possession.
Yeah, I mean, just good overall solid defense there. Caused Lawrence Central not to really know what to do because they tried to run their two set plays, and they denied both of those. So Lawrence Central was just kind of in a scramble drill and lost the ball out of bounds.
Jameer Avery will check in for T.J. Miner as we'll see Parks inbound it to Moss. Moss gives it back to Parks on their own side of the court. Now it's Ladd on the other side of the court. Back to Parks. Parks over to Moss. Avery in the right corner. Bounce pass to Moss. Moss is going to attack. Kicks it to Ladd. Ladd swings it to Avery. And it'll be another turnover on the Giants.
That's just, I don't know if you make that pass. You're on the opposite side of the court and you try a one-handed pass over his head to Avery. It's just, I don't know. I think you throw a little different pass there. I like the idea. But it's really hard to consistently make that pass.
Now,
yep.
Wright had it and traveled. So Giants will take possession. Giants getting bailed out.
It seems like every time the Giants have a turnover, the Bears walk down and do a turnover too. And that's what's keeping Ben Davis in this game, as they have a one-point lead.
We have 3:15 remaining in this first half. Moss with the ball. Moss is setting up a play for the Giants. Signals Ladd into the right corner. Moss with a nifty move with the mid-range. Meets back on rebound by Mylan. Mylan's going to get fouled on the way back up. So Mylan, he's a hit-or-miss free throw shooter. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. As Ladd and Avery go over to Carlisle to talk to him, as Mylan gets ready to shoot his first one, dribbles it, bends the knees, releases it, and it goes down.
Well, hey, that's what you'd like to see by your big 6'10 center. You want to see him knock down those free throws, because, I mean, if he really wanted to, I bet he can get free throws almost every time down there.
For sure. And that extends the Giants' lead to two. Can extend the three, pending Mylan's second shot, and that is also good. So Mylan goes perfect from the line, extending the Giants' lead back up to three with 2:57 remaining in this first half. And they're going to call a foul on Jayshon Ladd. Ladd playing too aggressive, as that has picked up his second foul here early.
Yeah, that's something to keep an eye on there. I think they're going to sub him out here. Yep, Ladd's going to go to the bench. In comes Miner. Two fouls in the second quarter, not necessarily the most crazy thing. Three would be really bad, but he'll probably go to the bench until probably the last minute of this quarter here.
So now it'll be right for the Bears. Being guarded by Avery, gives it to Davis. Davis back to Wright. Wright being guarded by Avery. Wright's going to attack, step back mid-range, meets the rear side of the rim.
Got to get those defensive rebounds.
And now we will see Davis try and go to work on Mylan, and he does. Cuts the Giants lead to one with 2:25 remaining in this first half.
Mylan has to be stronger down there. Davis just bumped into him. Mylan was lost and caused Davis to have a pretty open layup. You got to be stronger down there.
Moss in front of the scorer's table calls a screen from Mylan, kicks it to Avery. Avery to Parks in the corner. Back to Mylan, and just like that, it's another Giants turnover.
Yep, they're going to call a foul on Mylan as well as he pushed down. But I would not blame that on Mylan. It was an errant pass by the one of Parks. He tried to get it down there, but threw it away from Mylan instead of to him. And it just was an errant pass and another turnover for Ben Davis. And it now seems like LC's going to have a chance to shoot free throws, since there's been five Ben Davis fouls in this quarter.
And that will be Bradley Mason, the 6'2 senior, going to the line. The first one is up, meets back iron and out. So Giants still have a one-point lead. And it can keep the lead, or it can be all tied up, pending Mason's second shot. Bends the knees, releases, and it falls. And we are all tied up here in the MIC Championship with 2:05 remaining in this first half. Jameer Avery in the right corner. Bounce pass to Moss, and that will be stolen by Mason. And that is Davis. Gets layup to go, and the Bears have their first lead.
Yeah, I mean, just another errant pass leading to a turnover. And LC just had a wide-open layup. That's really all it was there. Ben Davis needs a basket here. A 2-3 zone right now by the Bears.
Moss pump fakes, switches it to Miner in the left corner. Avery on the top of the key. Gets it to Moss in the right corner. Moss, 4-3.
Yep.
And that is good. The triple falls for Moss, and the Giants have a one-point lead again.
That's what you needed. Those type of players make big-time plays to break that momentum. Moss does it there.
And they're going to call a foul on Mylan. So Mylan has two fouls in the span of 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's definitely something to monitor for Mylan.
So Davis will go to the line to shoot two. Dribbles, bends the knees, releases. Too much. Almost got to go, but ultimately falls out. So the Giants will have a one-point lead. And we'll see Doron Harris check in for Trayvon Davis.
I mean, one thing that's really kept Ben Davis also in this game, LC has missed a lot of foul shots so far.
Davis's second shot is good. So we are all tied up once again with 1:20 remaining in the second quarter. Moss crossing half court now.
LC sets up in a 3-2 zone. Three players up top, two back.
Moss on the far side of the court. Down low to Parks. Parks to Avery in the corner. Back to Parks. Moss on top of the key. Moss had an open shot. Just a bad pass. But Avery 4 of 3. And the trifecta falls down once again for the Giants here in this first half of basketball.
And that's what you like to see. Just another good pass. Move the ball around. Break that zone. Find an open shooter. Bullseye.
Now it is right of the ball with 40. Switches it to Davis. Davis in the left wing. Davis going to have a three in front of Milan's face. Won't go. Rebounded by Moss. Moss with 34 all the way down court. Almost intercepted by Davis, but can't hold on, so the Giants will have the ball.
Moss jumped out of the gym to get that rebound, but I just don't get it throwing it three-fourths quarter court to get that pass. It was a bad pass. Don't throw it down the court like that. Ben Davis got lucky. It went out on a bear.
Especially with a big man like Milan trying to get that too. Not the most mobile guy, but Miner will get rejected. And here come the Bears away of 27 seconds. Harris cutting his way to the basket. Can't get the layup to go.
And that's just because Milan's presence there caused him to alter his shot. Milan didn't even get a hand on it.
Parks for three. Won't go. Rebounded by the Bears. The Bears with 13.
Scramble drill here.
And that is Summers for three. Can't go. Stolen by Parks. And it's Moss with two. And it's poked out of bounds by Harris, but they're going to say it was touched by Moss, so the Bears will have it with 0.9.
That was an ugly little 20 seconds of basketball right there. I mean, everyone was just tipping the ball. It looked like a volleyball game out here. And, this is a basketball game. That was ugly.
And we'll see a full court shot. Not go. So the Giants will go into halftime with a 26-23 lead. A lot of stuff Coach Carl is going to address during halftime, but we'll take a 4-minute break from the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome. Indy West Wrestling is open to all kids in Wayne Township in grades K through 8. Indy West holds practices Monday and Wednesdays from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. You can register or find out more details online at IndyWestWrestling.org. Their goal is to improve your wrestler as a person, student, and athlete. To find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120, or you can email him at CoachNab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
Thanks to Chuck Baer of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Baer with eXp Realty offers services such as analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Baer of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Baer of eXp Realty for his support.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
What's one of the best ways for students to learn the value of teamwork?
By participating in high school sports. I'm Jace Martin from North Harrison High School.
And I'm Danae Klein from South Putnam High School. Playing high school sports means being a part of something bigger than myself.
I love working together with my teammates towards a common goal.
It keeps me accountable, knowing my team is depending on me.
It reminds me to prioritize the team's success over my own.
Because it's about we, not me, and that's an important lesson to learn. On the field and in life.
As teammates, we train together, we push each other, and we represent our school together. That bonds us forever.
We're a team, and that means we're in this together.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. You can be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is the power of teamwork. This is coming together as one. This is your IHSAA.
This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast on WBDG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics. As one of the top athletic programs in the country, there's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to Lawrence Central High School, as it is now time for the Area 31 Career Center Halftime Show. The Area 31 Career Center is proudly rooted in Wayne Township, where they offer the highest quality of career training to both high school students and adult learners. If you're interested in learning more about opportunities for industry certification, college credit, and paid work-based learning, then they encourage you to visit area31careercenter.com or connect on X at A31 Career Center. That was quite a first half of basketball. Not the prettiest, but not the worst. How would you say that went?
That's kind of how it went. I mean, Ben Davis really played a sloppy version of themselves in that first half. I believe I counted 8 total turnovers in the first 2 quarters, and a lot of the turnovers were, like, right after each other. Luckily, Lawrence Central also had about 8 to 9 turnovers in the first half, so they also turned over the ball to match Ben Davis, and that's why we have a 26-23 ball game. One big thing for Ben Davis, though, their three-point shooting has helped them tremendously in this game because they've knocked down 5 triples, 3 in a row, and then 2 in a row to break the momentum of Lawrence Central. And also, obviously, three points is more than 2, but they have 9 points total from not three-pointers. And 3 of those came from the foul line. Only 6 points in the paint for Ben Davis in this first half whenever they have players who are 6'10 and 6'7. Whenever the tallest player in the court for Lawrence Central is 6'6, you got to get the ball down there. So in the second half, I think Ben Davis, they have to work the ball down low because three-point baskets in high school aren't automatic. They aren't. I mean, making 5 of them in the first half, that's a lot. That means they're on track for 10. Will they do that? We'll see. But you got to work the ball down low.
And it seems like every time they do try and get it down low, it's a turnover because it's a bad pass or the big man can't handle it because of the bad pass. So they're getting bailed out from being able to make three-pointers. It's just not pretty when it's down in the paint.
And that just comes down to the basic fundamentals of basketball, passing the ball to the big man. Entry-level passes is something that you have to work on every single practice. And I know Coach Carlisle does that. These guys just got to be able to lock in and get set because, I mean, this is a tough game. You got a chance to clinch the MIC championship here. You got a chance to do that. That's a big game. And, I mean, they have a 3-point lead, but in all reality, they should have a 10 to 15-point lead. So just work on those entry passes. Players got to lock in. I mean, they're out here already shooting around, so I think Coach Carlisle told them, let's just go step in and lock in. Lawrence Central playing really good defense, though. Don't not give them credit. Their defense has looked really good, and they had a really big victory last night. So this team is probably as hot as they can be so far, at least in this season. So I think we're going to have a good second half, but it's just the fundamentals. You got to make those basic passes before you can get fancy.
And it's going to be a very hot second half, saying the MIC can either be shared or owned by Ben Davis for the third straight year. So a lot of stuff is riding on this game, and both teams knocked off a top 10 opponent last night. Lawrence Central knocking off Greenfield Central and Ben Davis knocking off Lawrence North. But Lawrence Central, they can have a lead right now, but they just have their own share of their own silly turnovers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're getting the ball really wherever they want. They're able to drive. One big thing about Lawrence Central, their offensive rebounds has led to so many other opportunities. It just usually when they get an offensive rebound, it leads to another missed shot, an errant shot. One thing they were really able to do, the dribble handoff was working in that second quarter. They were able to attack the basket, especially when Milan was in for Ben Davis. They were able to attack him, push him around. He needs to be stronger. But Lawrence Central, work the ball inside, continue to do what you're doing. And there's two differences in the game. Lawrence Central really getting all their points from the foul line and inside. Ben Davis getting most of their points from the three-point line. So two different tales of the game for both these teams. I think they're both going to probably do what they did in the first half. I think we're going to have a close game all the way down the wire.
And Doron Harris, the 6'1 guard, a junior, he's 6'1, and he is not afraid to attack the rim when there's a 6'7 Tavion Williams or a 6'10 Caleb Milan. He's one of them that goes all in against Milan, and Milan just basically lets him get the shot up.
Yeah, and that just shows the aggression of him. I mean, his ability to go with those guys who are giants compared to him. 6'7 inches, I mean, Milan's like 9 inches taller than him. That is a lot of height when it comes to basketball terms. But his ability to be craftful in the air, being able to push, jump up, and kind of hold on to the ball while the hand's there and get it over the hand of the taller defender, has been able to put him some points in that paint. And just that confidence. It all comes down to confidence at the end of the day. And LC's got a few guys that are not afraid to go with the towers of Ben Davis.
And hopefully that confidence can rub off on the Giants, because they had the guys capable of driving to the rim and getting to the line. It's just they don't, and they kick it out to the three-point line, and it's usually a bad pass that leads to a turnover.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, obviously you make 5 threes in this first half, you're going to want to find more because you're hot, you're feeling it. But those bad passes, it just all comes down to it. You got to make the good pass. And just, I don't know, go back down to the basics. I think Ben Davis could really get whatever they want inside if they just make a good pass, because they're playing a 2-3 zone. Two guys are in the paint. There's three guys out in the three-point line. They want to stop Ben Davis's three-point shooting. Attack down to those blocks. Toss it down there and go to work. That's what you got to do. And if they collapse, kick it out to your shooters and hope your guys knock it down.
And I think at one point in the game, Coach Call might test it, but I think we might be able to see Williams and Milan in at the same time to attack that 3-2 zone, especially since the tallest guy on Lawrence Central is only 6'6".
Yep, and that's one thing you got to do. I think that really that would tear them up, a 6'10 guy and a 6'7 guy right next to each other. Obviously, it's not going to help your shooting, but in that moment, you're having that lineup to go inside. So that would be a really cool thing. I'm not sure how often that happens whenever those two guys are on the floor, but I would not be surprised if they try that in the second half.
As we are getting closer to second half action of the MIC Championship here on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, as both teams are in their huddles getting ready.
Yeah, I mean, both teams just looking for a good second half. Lawrence Central going to try to do what they did in the first half, 10-9 coming into this game. Obviously picking up a really big win last night, though, so this team is hot, even though the record doesn't really show that they are that good. And Ben Davis, 15-5. All three of their losses, of their losses have come on the road this year. So Ben Davis looking to try to pick up a road victory.
The five on the court for the Giants is Avery, Miner, Ladd, Parks, and Williams. As Miner has it, gives it to Ladd in the left wing, down low to Parks on the left elbow. Parks going to give it to Miner on the logo. Now it's Avery, and he will be fouled by Wright. So that will lead me to the five on the court for the Bears. It's Wright, Gooden, Davis, Harris, and it will be Summers. Williams bounce pass to Ladd. Ladd gets it to Avery. Avery down low to Williams, and again, another turnover in the paint.
And that's just, it's just a bad pass. You just don't make that pass. LC had it completely covered, and you throw a below ball to a 6'7 guy. He's not going to be able to go down and get it. Just another errant pass by Ben Davis.
Especially with a guy like Doron Harris. He has been anticipating those passes all night, and he gets a steal credit there, as it will be Gooden. Gooden cutting. Lays it off to Davis. Davis.
Hands up. That's all you
going
need.
Going against Williams.
Yep. If you're the big man for Ben Davis, you're taller than the other guy. So just put your hands up. Don't do anything to create a foul, because that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to swipe at it. He wants you to go up and try to foul him. Just put your hands up. You're taller than him. He cannot shoot over you.
And now it is Davis. And Harris from the shot from the free throw line gets to go, as it is a one-point Giants lead now with 6:53 remaining in this third quarter.
Yeah, that was just a really good play. Screen off, just knocked down the 15-footer at the foul line. Really good job there by Harris for LC.
Jameer Avery with it in front of Coach Carl, gives to Ladd. Down low to Williams. Williams takes it to Parks. Parks is going to drive. Parks can't get to go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. And it will be rebounded by Gooden. Bears coming your way now. It's a 3-on-2 for the Giants. A lob. And it will be Harris. That was a nifty lob. Harris is able to get it, come down with it, and put it back up. So the Bears will have the lead here with 6:15. Now it's Avery, lays it off to Miner. Miner, receiving a screen from Williams. Miner is going to... Williams wide open for the layup, and it spins in, almost came out.
I mean, a good pass there, but, I mean, the little toilet spin on the ball there.
So the Giants have a 28-27 lead with 5:54 remaining in the third quarter. As we will see, Harris being guarded by Ladd. Harris, bounce pass to Gooden. Gooden to Wright, and Summers 4-3. That was an ugly jump shot. Almost got his own miss. And that'll be Gooden getting fouled and going to the line.
And then that's just the credit there to DJ Summers, this junior. Shoots the ball. And then, yeah, the jump shot and the form, all that was kind of off. But he bolted to the basket immediately after shooting that ball and caused a little bit of havoc in there and caused gave the ability for Gooden to go get that offensive rebound.
As the first one falls, and we are all tied up here in the MIC championship game. Gooden's second one pending. Bends the knees, releases. Meets front rim, rolls around, and Parks with the rebound. We are tied up with 5:33 remaining in this third quarter. Avery crossing half court. And they're going to call a foul on Summers.
Yep. Summers was in the way of there. They're going to get a block. So that's two fouls on the Bears so far, just with a minute and a half in. Ben Davis has one foul. Remember, five fouls will get the team two foul shots every time after that happens.
Almost stolen there by Gooden. Miner to Avery, 4-3. Won't go, rebounded by Wright. And it is Summers in the rim. Gets layup to go. And 30-28. Bears lead with 5 minutes remaining in this third quarter.
Yeah, just sloppy offensive play by Ben Davis. You got to run your sets. I don't really understand what they're doing here.
Jay Sean Ladd in front of scorekeeper Bryant for the Giants. And now it's Williams on the logo to Avery. Avery lays it off to Ladd. Ladd's cutting. Kicks it out to Avery. Avery, that's a long mid-range, and the long mid-range will fall.
I mean, is Carmelo Anthony in this gym? The long two. The most interesting shot of basketball. Good extra pass.
The right adjusting, and now will be Davis going to the line to shoot two. Amazing adjustments there from Wright.
Yeah, I mean, he was in the air just doing some acrobatic play there, and was able to get it to the five of Davis. So Davis is going to get to go to the line for the Bears and have a chance to take the lead. And, I mean, really, in this first second half for Ben Davis, offensively not looking good.
Davis's first meets back iron and out.
And LC, they got to improve on foul shooting. I mean, they miss the first foul shot every time. They have not made a first foul shot in the two yet tonight.
And the second one.
They just make the second one usually. And they did that again.
A long pass to Miner. Miner attacking. Kicks out to Avery. Avery 4-3. Go, but he got fouled.
And that's just the classic kick out your leg and hope someone gets you. Someone has been watching some Reggie Miller highlights. Good job there by Avery. Shooting the ball, gets a little tripped up after the ball gets released and gets fouled and will go to the line and shoot three. And that's exactly what Ben Davis needs to break that momentum of LC.
So it will be Dylan Wright picking up the foul as Avery goes to the line to shoot three. Avery's first is good.
And that's what you need. I mean, you get 3 points here. If he knocks them all down, you're up two. Momentum is back on your side.
Avery's second one is also good. So we will see Wright check out and Caden Dooley checking in to make it his first appearance tonight. Jameer Avery shooting his third foul shot. It's up, and he gets all three of them to go.
Yeah, good job there by Avery. Drawing the foul, knocks them all down.
Summers got trapped but is able to escape, and now it is Davis, but Davis traveled.
Wow, double dribble.
A double dribble.
You don't see a double dribble too often by one of the starters on LC, Davis, who has 4 points in this quarter. Double dribble.
The last time I saw a double dribble was youth league basketball.
Yeah, sometimes it just, you make a little hiccup.
So Ladd will receive it, switches it to Avery. Miner in the left corner. To Avery in front of Coach Carlisle. Williams screening. He rolls. Avery gets to Ladd in the right corner.
Double.
Ladd's going to attack Harris. Yep. And Ladd with that tough shot and falls.
Yeah, that's just a big play there by Ladd attacking with the right hand.
Swung by Avery Williams, goes up and gets fouled, and one. Tavion Williams.
Put it in there for Williams for Ben Davis, but give Avery all the credit. The steal and the pass. Puts it in, mark it down. Ben Davis another chance to add another at the line.
Tavion Williams shot meets front rim and will fall.
And just like that is a 7-point Ben Davis lead.
And now we will see Dooley, the newly checked in Bear, give it to Gooden. Gooden's going to hob step his way. Rims out. Rebounded by Parks.
Good
and
hustle.
Parks
there.
Are away. It's a 4-on-4 you're away. Parks, Euros.
Oh. Yep.
Call a foul.
Parks got the rebound, fought with it, took it all the way down with the right hand, got all the way to the basket. Got fouled there by Dooley, who just checked in a few seconds ago. And now Parks will go to the line. And just like that, a snap of a finger, we got a 7-point Ben Davis lead, and they got a chance to add on to it at the foul line.
So the Bears will call a timeout. And we will keep you here. But the Giants have a 7-point lead with 3:31 remaining in this third quarter. A pretty good third quarter of basketball for the Giants. Just the turnovers is the only issue right now. What do you think Coach Paul is addressing in that huddle right now?
I think he's just telling them to stay the same. Keep on playing Ben Davis basketball. They're finally really starting to figure it out offensively when it comes to passing. They finally started to actually pass to their teammates instead of the floor or the fans. That's one thing they've really started to figure out. But just playing defense. That defense is leading the offense. The fast break points, as we saw there, they've changed it from the first half. They didn't run a press. They're now running a press, and that's how they just got that steal. So just stay in that press, cause Lawrence Central to get sped up, and they'll make mistakes, and as they've done this past few possessions. So just keep on doing what they're doing. I think everything that he was going to say, he said at halftime.
And I think you will see Doron Harris for the Bears. I take a breather. I lied. He's staying in. I thought he picked up a foul there that Coach Washington will bench him, but nope, he's staying out on the court. And Parks will shoot two off
so.
Harris's foul.
Parks is going to go to the line. 4 points on the year per game. The senior looking to add to the 7-point Ben Davis lead, 38-31 with 3:31 here in the third quarter. Lots of threes on that scoreboard.
Parks' first shot won't go. Kissed the front rim and fell to the floor as Parks will get a second shot.
The second one's big.
And it will go. So it's a 39-31 Giants lead with 3:30 remaining in the third quarter. Harris will receive the inbound pass. Harris will be picked up by Ladd. Is it the Summers in front of the scorer's table? Summers rotating onto the logo. And now it is Gooden. Gooden trying to find a cutting Harris, but gives it to Davis. Davis going after Williams. They're going to call a foul on Tavion Williams.
Yeah, Williams just had his hands up. Just kind of an unfortunate thing there. That happens a lot whenever centers go at other centers, but Davis just bumps him just enough to get that foul call.
So Tavion Williams will likely be taking a breather, and the 6'10", Caleb Milan will be checking in for him.
One thing that I would say, whenever Milan did come in last time for Ben Davis, the Bears went on a run. So something to keep an eye on. Hopefully Milan is ready to step it up here in the paint for Ben Davis.
Davis's first high-arcing shot is good. And he will get a second shot as the ref is passing it to him. Davis bends the knees, releases the shot, meets back iron, and rebounded by Miner. Avery with it with 3:10. Giants with a 7-point lead over the Bears. And now it's Ladd on the other side of the court. Parks throws it away.
And that's what LC's trying to do. They're trying to double at the top of the key, and that is one of the top places teams get steals or turnovers. And just like that, Ben Davis threw it out of bounds right back to LC as they lead or trail by 7.
Just miscommunication for the Giants as it will be Harris with the ball. Bounce pass to Davis.
Yep.
And they're going to call a charge, so Giants will have possession.
Really good job there by the 35 of Avery, just stepping up in front of the 6'6 Davis and gets the charge. That's what you'd like to see there by Ben Davis.
So Parks will be inbounding the ball. Inbounds it to Avery with 2:45 remaining in the third quarter. Giants with a 7-point lead. Miner on in front of the coaches. Switches to Parks. That was a risky pass, but Parks is able to get it.
Indeed it was. That was a high arcing pass, to say the least.
Milan comes over the screen, rolls. Avery still on the three-point line. Avery's going to drive, and it rolls out.
The Giants stay with Ben Davis, but, man, what a pretty take there by Avery, getting to the basket, euroing, and had a wide-open lay. It just right off the rim missed. And, yep, it's going to go back to the Bears. I saw it last off Milan, so they changed that one. Bears ball.
So the refs talked, and the refs overturned it. So now it's Harris for the Bears with the ball of 2:20 remaining in the third quarter.
7-point Ben Davis lead, 39-32.
And Harris on the right wing gives it to Gooden. Gooden and Summers were right on top of each other. That could have ended badly for the Bears, but it's back in the hands of Harris and Summers. Harris is going to drive, kicks it out to Mason. Mason traveled.
That's one thing. This LC offense kind of confuses me a little bit because, yes, the dribble handoff works a lot, but that's like their offensive game plan is just the dribble handoff. And I haven't really seen them do much other than the dribble handoff, like not even like a pick and roll. So maybe they got to change it up a little bit on offense.
They've gotten quite a bit of travel calls called on them tonight.
Yeah, about three, I think, and that's just not what you want to see. A double dribble as well in there, so you've got to take care of the ball if you're LC.
The breakout junior for the Giants, Jayshon Ladd, is cutting to the basket, but Avery with it on the top of the key. Avery gives it to Ladd. Ladd, 4-3, meets front rim and out, and that will be Davis coming your way. And now it is Gooden. Gooden going up, attacking Parks. Hob steps, gives it to Mason. Mason, 4-3, bullseye.
Yep, knock it down, mark it up. The three there in the corner. Good job there, good pass. Just an errant defensive play there by Ladd. Kind of forgot
Parks
his coverage.
To Milan. Milan, tough shot, and it falls.
That's what we need from Milan. Good pass there, puts it in.
Oh. They're going to call an offensive foul on Harris.
Yeah, they're going to say Harris. Charged once again, and guess who's in front of him? Avery once again gets the charge, and he has had a really good defensive game. He had a steal early in this quarter and two back-to-back charges.
Jayshon Ladd with it. He's back to Parks. Back to Ladd. Ladd. Sweet pass to Avery. Avery. Floater. Rebounded by Milan. Milan gets his own miss, and Milan will be fouled going to the line to shoot two.
And that's just the thing. He's 6'10", so if he has an opportunity to get a rebound, he's going to go get one. And he got it there, back-to-back rebounds. And the ball just happened to be blocked behind him, but the hand was also on his wrist. That's a foul. Two shots for Milan as Ben Davis leads by 6, 41-35.
Oh. Milan's first one is no good.
So Milan on the season, 4.3 points and 1.8 rebounds. For the 6'10 center.
The rebounds, it's pretty hard to get rebounds when you have guys like, as he misses the second one, but you have guys like Miner, Moss, Ladd, and Avery who can jump up and get those misses.
Yeah, Williams also averages 6 rebounds for Ben Davis, so a lot of guys getting them, but he gets them when they need it.
Summers spinning, kicks it off to Davis. Davis, Hobstep, but it's rejected by Ladd. Milan with the rebound, and it's going to be last touch by Milan.
Man, just an errant play there. I mean, Milan just kind of unlucky. He's so tall, it's unable to fall on the ground and get the ball. But an insane block there by the 24 of Ladd. But an insane Euro step, like he jumped, Davis did, on that previous offensive possession.
And Davis is going to attack Milan. Harris with the miss, or with the rebound, and the putback. As Giants lead by 4 of 10, Giants have to be on the other side of the court, as it's Avery with it.
5 seconds here.
Parks with the layup falls, and the Giants will go into the fourth quarter of the MIAC Championship of a 6-point lead. And we'll take a one-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train.
8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become Brickin' Awesome.
This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast on WBEG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics as one of the top athletic programs in the country. There's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to Lawrence Central High School as we are a moment away from the fourth quarter of the MIC Championship between your Giants and the Lawrence Central Bears. I'm Tyler Stout and I'm joined alongside Jackson White as we gear up for this fourth quarter. Harris with the ball. Harris on the right side of the court. Gives it to Summers. Summers on the top of the key. Down low to Davis. Davis going to work on Milan. Gives it to a running Summers. Summers adjusts. Gets the layup to go.
Good job there by G.J. Summers. Just gets the handoff runner, puts it in with the left hand. And just like that, we got a four-point game.
Anything can happen in this fourth quarter. Giants might have the lead now, but it can quickly change in the snap, in the quick snap of a finger. As Ladd thought about taking a long three, but decides not to. Gives it to Parks instead. Parks going to drive. Back out to Ladd. Ladd to Avery on the right wing. 7:15 remaining. Avery is going to drive, loses control of the ball, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
There has to be something slick down there. Avery fell down. Same with Milan as he went to go help up Avery.
Like a slip and slide as the AD for the Giants is down there swiping away. As she will clean it up.
Putting it to work.
So Jameer Avery will go to the line to shoot two as the Giants have a four-point lead over the Bears with 7:14 remaining in the fourth quarter. As they're still cleaning up that slippery mess down there on the baseline.
Yeah, Ben Davis, AD, Miss McGowan down there, you know, we're getting her money's worth, working for the little slippery spot there. But Avery going to go to the line for Ben Davis. 43-39 is the Giants' lead. Avery looking to add to it.
And he does. Send the Giants lead to five. As he receives the ball from the ref, dribbles the ball twice, bends the knees, releases it, and it is good. Giants leading by six, 45-39, as it is Harris their way. Summers kicks it to Davis, and Davis will slam it home.
How about that? Fast breaks. That's one thing you can do to beat the Ben Davis press. They just did it there. Great pass there, and Davis slams it down.
Parks lays it off to Avery. Avery receiving a screen from Milan. And it's a turnover on the Giants. Harris is going to run, and Harris will get it to go. And
four consecutive points there by the Bears, and we got a two-point Ben Davis lead.
Moss stolen away by Harris.
Wow, what defense there by Harris for Lawrence Central. The 6'1 junior. Three consecutive steals, and then steals it again from Moss. Now Lawrence Central has a chance to tie or take the lead. At one point, Ben Davis had a nine-point lead.
Ladd with the rebound off a missed three-pointer from Trayvon Davis. Parks has picked up in here.
Yeah, Ben Davis, Lawrence Central sending doubles at everyone. Avery.
Huff, Jay, Jameer, Avery.
How you doing? Avery puts the cap in the basket there for Ben Davis and silences the crowd.
As we will see Davis.
Oh.
Rejected by Milan. Sends it off the back wall of this gymnasium.
Milan says, how you doing? Send that to the moon. Holy, that went and touched an Indiana All-Star sign on the wall.
Harris inbounding it. Gives it to Summers. Summers being guarded by Moss. Summers on the logo. He's going to slow it down as a lot has happened here in 2 minutes. And
yep.
Davis stepped out of bounds after he mishandled the pass, and the Giants will take possession here.
Bad pass there by Summers to Davis. He lost it out of bounds, but That block there is the change of momentum, exactly what Ben Davis needed. They'd lead, though, by four.
Jayshon Ladd, the standout junior of this Giants team. He's going to drive, and it's going to be a charging
ball. That is something right there.
So just like that, the Bears will have possession again. As will be Harris. Giving it to Davis. Davis in the left wing. And now it is Gooden on the logo. Gooden a little inches away from the half court line. Avery clapping in his face. Bounce pass to Harris. Harris with the J. And that is money.
Woo!
What a shot by Harris.
Pretty shot there, able to create for his own. Shoots a little 15-footer. Mark it down. Two-point ball game here. 47-45 with 5:13 in the fourth quarter.
The crowd starting to buy in. Avery in the right corner.
A basket here for Ben Davis goes a long way.
Jayshon Ladd on the logo. And lobs it up to Parks. Moss on the left wing. Moss bounce pass to Avery. Avery on the top of the key. Gets it to Parks on the right wing. Milan at the top of the key now. Avery trying to get free from Harris, but Harris isn't allowing it. Bounce pass to Ladd. Milan on the right wing. A hefty possession here from the Giants. Ladd pump fakes. Trying to find something. Can't. Moss gets set free. So now it's Moss on the right wing. Back to Ladd on the left wing. Ladd being guarded by Summers. Parks. Thought about taking a shot. He's going to drive.
Aww.
Just can't go. And here come the Bears your way. It's a 2-on-1 for the Bears. Davis and Harris. Davis. And one for Davis. Man, he is not scared of who is under that basket. As we are all tied up. And the Bears can walk away with the lead here if Davis can knock down the shot.
Yeah, just Davis, an incredible job there attacking Ladd. Ladd was the only one there. And Davis just jumped up and said, I'm going to go get me one. And he did. He put it in. And they now have a chance to take the lead. And just another sloppy offensive possession leads to points by LC.
As we'll see Tavion Williams check back in for the Giants as Davis's shot is up and it will fall, giving the Bears a one-point lead.
So I believe the Bears, I don't know who took a timeout, but someone did.
And it'll be a full timeout. So the Bears lead 48-47 with 4:12 remaining in this fourth quarter. We'll take a one-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Indy West Wrestling is open to all kids in Wayne Township in grades K through 8. Indy West holds practices Monday and Wednesdays from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. You can register or find out more details online at IndyWestWrestling.org. Their goal is to improve your wrestler as a person, student, and athlete. To find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120 or you can email him at CoachNab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
Thanks to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Bear with eXp Realty offers services such as an analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Bear of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support.
Welcome back to Lawrence Central High School as the Bears lead 48-47 with 4:07 remaining in the game. Junior Avery gives it to Moss on the right wing. Back to Avery on the logo. Avery signaling to the rest of the Giants what play to run. As now is Moss back to Avery. As it is picked up here in this Lawrence Central Gymnasium, Ladd 4-3. Trifecta is good.
Ice in the veins, cold blooded. That gives Ben Davis the 2-point lead. And just like that, they're back in the lead. Ladd hasn't hit a three since the first quarter. Puts it in there.
Giants applying heavy defense on the Bears. Summers with it, being feeling the pressure from Avery. Avery is all up in his grill. And they're going to call a foul on Avery.
Yeah. I mean, he was all up in his grill, but sometimes you can't be that much up in his grill. A block foul there by Avery.
Giants lead 50-48, 3:29 remaining in this game. As it will be Summers inbounding it. Inbounds it to Harris. And Harris is going to set up the offense here for the Bears. Summers, 4-3. Meets front rim. Rebounded by Moss. Moss lobs up to Ladd. Ladd on the other side of the court now.
3:17 here remaining in this fourth quarter. Ben Davis by two.
Moss with the ball. Bounce pass to Parks. Now it's Avery on front of Coach Carlisle. And it's Ladd. Parks on the right wing. Harris guarding Parks. Now it's back to Avery on the far side of the court from us. As they're going to chew away some clock here as there is 2:50 remaining in this MIC championship game. Ladd trying to get Summers off him, but Summers is not budging. Avery and the Giants are going to take off some clock here.
I mean, luckily in high school there's no shot clock.
Avery, step back three. It's up. Oh. Rebounded by Williams, but they're going to call a...
Yep, they're going to call an over-the-back foul on the 13 of Gooden.
So Giants can chew away some more clock.
So, yep, checking in now, Miner for Ben Davis. So Avery's going to go to the bench.
Something to point out here is the three juniors of the Giants and Moss, Ladd, and Miner. Moss touched on it after the Marion County tournament that they have
wow.
the chemistry.
Offensive foul.
So the Bears will take possession.
Ladd had a screen trying to get a player open, and I guess they called him on it. So offensive foul there. Ladd's going to go to the bench. In will come for Ben Davis, the 35 of Avery. So, yep, interesting call there.
So now the three junior chemistry is now off the court. So now there's only two juniors remaining as Avery checked in for Ladd. As it will be Gooden receiving a screen from Davis. Gooden lays it off to Harris. Harris, Davis on the right wing. And now it is Gooden to Harris. 2:07 remain in this game. Harris is going to have a three. Oh, man, he made that look so easy.
Walked right into a big play there. Good job there by Davis, just stepping into a three. And Davis has came alive in this fourth quarter. Now LC leads 51-50 with 1:48 here in the fourth quarter.
If you're Ben Davis, you cannot have an empty possession here, as who knows what's going to happen on the other side of the court, as it is 51-50. Lawrence Central leads with 1:40 remaining. Miner with it on the left wing. Miner's going to back off, and timeout called by Coach Carlisle.
Yep, Coach has to talk it over. Their offense looks stagnant. You got to get a play to get a basket.
And it'll be a full timeout. Lawrence Central leads 51-50 with 1:34 remaining. We'll take a one-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome. This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast on WBDG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics. As one of the top athletic programs in the country, there's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to Lawrence Central High School as you're listening to the MIC Championship here on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. As Shamir Avery has the ball now for your Giants. Miner cuts and receives it. Sherman Moss in the right corner for the Giants. He's back to Miner. Miner trying to find someone, but the Bears are applying heavy pressure. Miner, he's going to lay it off to Moss. Moss is on the logo with 1:14 remaining this fourth quarter.
Moss. Ben Davis, just stagnant offense here. You got to get a bucket.
And that's going to call a foul on TJ Miner.
Another offensive foul. I'm just, I don't know. You got 1:08 left in this game, and they're calling offensive fouls. I'm confused.
So Lawrence Central out of the ball with 1:05 remaining. Lawrence Central going to take out as much clock as off as they want because there is no shot clock here in the state of Indiana.
Not yet. Maybe one day.
So now it'll be Harris giving it to Wright. Wright gives it to Davis. Davis can't go, but gets his own rebound. Davis. Rebounded by Davis. Davis. And now Lawrence Central leads by three.
Four offensive rebounds in one possession by two guys. I don't know how to feel about that. Marcus Powell for LC got two offensive rebounds, missed it twice. The sophomore, 5'10 sophomore, by the way. And then Davis just cleaned it up. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. That's just an interesting call. Interesting by Ben Davis. You got to get a defensive rebound. You have to. That's been their issue all game long. You got to get those defensive rebounds because, it's giving them more possessions. And they're scoring on second possessions often, and that's why they have the lead.
So now you're down by three. You have the ball. 38 seconds remaining in the MIC championship. You don't want to share this MIC title. You want to keep it for yourself.
Yeah.
But right now it's looking like it's going to go Lawrence Central's way. Ben Davis needs a three. If they get a two, they better hope that they have some high pressure forcing Lawrence Central to turn
Ben over. Davis has clinched at least share in the MIC championship, so in the MIC title. So Ben Davis, if all worst happens, they will tie LN and LC. But if they win this game, they will upright solely win the MIC regular season championship. So this game is quite important for both teams, but Ben Davis has a chance to win it all if they win this game.
Moss received the inbound pass. 35 seconds is shown on the clock. Moss, it's over. And you need a basket here if you're a Ben Davis. Miner with it. Giving it to Avery on the left wing. The Parks on the top of the key. Moss. Moss. And it's a turnover by the Giants. And that is not what you want to see happen.
Yeah, no. Moss just did a dribble handoff, lost the ball. It's quite as simple as that. He lost the ball off his hand, out of bounds. It'll go back now to LC, and that's just a tough break. Not out of bounds, but a foul after the LC got the ball back. So just a tough break. For them.
Wright's first shot is good. So has the second one. As he receives it from the ref.
So Ben Davis trails by four, now five. 55-50 is your score, 17 seconds.
Need a three. 10 now. And eight, Avery. That's not even a good shot. Air balls it completely. So the MIC will be shared this year between either Ben Davis and Lawrence Central or Ben Davis, Lawrence Central, and Lawrence North.
Yeah, not really what you want to see from Ben Davis. Final score, 55-50. Ben Davis falls to Lawrence Central. Like you said, the MIC will be shared. Just a rough performance. Obviously, you're coming off a back-to-back. Back-to-backs are hard to win, especially late in the season. But it was a must-win game for Ben Davis, and you lost. So you have to live with that, learn from it, and go towards other games. And hopefully, maybe you'll see this team down the line.
And we'll take a break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Indy West Wrestling is open to all kids in Wayne Township in grades K through 8. Indy West holds practices Monday and Wednesdays from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. You can register or find out more details online at IndyWestWrestling.org. Their goal is to improve your wrestler as a person, student, and athlete. To find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120, or you can email him at CoachNab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
Thanks to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Bear with eXp Realty offers services such as an analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving Central Indiana counties, Chuck Bear of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at BrickTrainingForInky.org. Become Brickin' Awesome. Indy West Wrestling is open to all kids in Wayne Township in grades K through 8. Indy West holds practices Monday and Wednesdays from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. You can register or find out more details online at IndyWestWrestling.org. Their goal is to improve your wrestler as a person, student, and athlete. To find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120, or you can email him at CoachNab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
Thanks to Chuck Baer of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Baer with eXp Realty offers services such as analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Baer of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Baer of eXp Realty for his support.
This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast on WBEG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics as one of the top athletic programs in the country. There's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit BenDavisAthletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to Lawrence Central High School for the last time tonight as your Giants fall to the Bears 55-50, and Jackson White has a possible scenarios of this MIC conference.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things going on here for the MIC championship. If Ben Davis were to win this game, which they did lose 55-50, they would have won and been the sole champions of the MIC conference, but they did lose. So that means that they will be tied. Since the win tonight, they claim a share of the MIC title. So Ben Davis and LC will both have MIC titles, but there's some other scenarios as well. So LN, they need to beat Pike on the 21st to also share a title in the MIC championship there. So if they win that game, they will share. And then Warren Central needs to beat Pike on the 25th, and they will also share rights to the MIC title championship there. And then finally, Pike would have to beat Ellen and Warren Central to possibly share as well. So Pike has to win two games, and Warren Central and Ellen need to beat just Pike to then share the title. And then North Central, sadly, is out.
It's very crazy, very, very crazy, you could say the least.
So, yeah, I mean, lots to take in. But looking at this game, tough loss for Ben Davis. 55-50 is going to be your final score. Ben Davis just really had a lot of turnovers that led to this loss. And like you said, with conversations on Carlisle said that they need to clean up the turnovers, and it seems like they still need to do that. They have three games left in the season. They play at Cathedral on the 21st. They play at home versus Attucks, and then they play at Tech to end their regular season on February 28th. So three teams that will give them tests into sectionals. A lot to improve on. I saw a lot of good, but I also saw a lot of bad. So a lot to work on for Ben Davis.
They also need to work on their end game scenarios because they had two costly turnovers in the last minute.
Yeah.
Why they lost by five.
And that just comes down to it. They got to find the guy, because whenever it comes down in the last few seconds of a game, you got to have one guy who's going to make the play. You got to have the guy to go make that shot. And it doesn't seem like Ben Davis has that, at least right now. You'd think Ladd would come in and be able to do that, and he just didn't get the ball. Maybe the play wasn't for him. But they got to have a guy who's able to make that tough shot at the end of the game, and they just didn't have that tonight.
But on top of the turnovers, there really wasn't a strong performance in the paint for the Giants, saying they have a 6'7 Tavion Williams and a 6'10 Caleb Milan. And the tallest guy on the Bears was a 6'6 DJ Summers, and they barely got anything down the paint to go.
Yeah, I mean, paint was the issue. We talked about that at halftime, that they only had 6 points in the paint at halftime. They increased that. I believe they had 13 in the second half, which is double their first half performance. But the threes were not falling in the second half, so that obviously is going to cause them to do different things. But, yeah, those big guys have to step up. One big thing by Davis, the center, for the Bears. He had a phenomenal second half, defensively and offensively. He had 12 points offensively, and then defensively he locked down Williams and also the big center, Caleb Milan, as well. So Davis, I would say a lot to the credit is him, but Milan and Williams, they're going to have to step up. They're going to have to be better if the Ben Davis Giants want to go win a sectional championship, want to go move on in the playoffs. You got to be better as big men because you're going to play a lot of guys who are bigs, who are going to be able to get rebounds, score in the paint, got to be able to guard them, and you also have to go be able to score against them.
So the Giants fall to Lawrence Central 55-50, and our next broadcast will be February 21st as the Giants will take on the Fighting Irish from Cathedral. You can join me and Brody West on that call, but be sure to follow us on social media at WBDGND for game updates at every sporting event that we broadcast. Thanks to Jessica Audie Rash for producing tonight's game as the Giants lose against Lawrence Central 55-50. Speaking for my colleague Jackson White, I'm Tyler Stout. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this event on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. Thanks to Ben Davis Athletics, the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Local 4 for Indiana and Kentucky, Chuck Bear of EXP Realty, Indy West Wrestling, Area 31 Career Center, the Barden Family, the Pulley Family, Gillespie Florists, and Marcy Royalty for supporting our sports broadcasts. Be sure to follow us on social media at WBDGindy for game updates and broadcast schedule updates for every sporting event we broadcast. Thank you for supporting our students, and tune in again as we follow the Giants.
This has been a presentation of Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.